you are hankering for another acoustic podcast from Liverpool, then do check out Graham Holland's It's a Frog's Life.
It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast.
It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast.
It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast.
And Graham has a smashing acoustic show.
The It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast.
It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast.
The It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast, hosted by Graham Holland.
Based in Liverpool, we're covering acoustic music of all kinds, all varieties, and all locations.
The It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast.
It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast.
It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast.
The It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast.
You're listening to Graham Holland and It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast.
This is show number 112, 5 years and counting.
Someone's hiding in the bushes with a telephoto lens, while their editor assures them the means justifies the ends. 'Cause we only hunt celebrities, it's just a bit of fun, but scousers never buy the sun. While the parents of the missing girl cling desperately to hope, copper takes improper payments in a thick brown envelope, and no one in the newsroom asks where's this headline from. Scousers never buy the sun. Tabloids make their money betting bullshit baffles brains, and they cynically hold up their hands if anyone complains. And they say, look, all we're doing is giving people what they want. Well, they're crying out for justice, people crying out for justice. And the man they call the digger casts a proprietary eye over what happens in the gutter and what goes on in the sky. And he claims he's fit and proper, and the watchdog sings his song. The scousers never buy the sun. International executives, they hang their head in shame and tell us with their hands on heart that the paper boy's to blame. But you who love that kiss and tell, you must bear some guilt as well. Scousers never buy the sun. Tabloids making millions betting bullshit baffles brains, and they cynically hold up their hands if anyone complains. And they say, all we're doing is giving people what they want. Well, they're crying out for justice, people crying out for justice. Down to sup with the devil and his minions, and they ask for his opinions. And the politicians wring their hands and cry, what's to be done? But scousers never buy the sun. No one comes out looking good when all is said and done. The scousers never buy the sun.
Hi there, my name is Graham Holland. I'd like to welcome you to show number 112 of the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast, being broadcast live from my lily pad here on Wavertree Pond in Liverpool, England. I'm going out around the world from my home on the internet. It's a frogslife.net/podcast. Yeah, 5 years. I'm recording this on Thursday, the 14th of July, which is the 5th anniversary of the very first show. Back in 2006, it was show zero, actually. I did a test show just to make sure that the feed worked and the software worked and everything was all right, and it was. And so I bought a license key for the full version of Cast Blaster, and I've been using that ever since. And I've been playing great pod-safe, independent and unsigned acoustic music from across the UK and occasionally overseas as well, ever since. So this show, now I was wondering what to do on this show. The original idea was to just play my favourite songs from the last 5 years, but I changed my mind because it's just got so much great music, new music that I've not played before, waiting to be showcased, that I thought it'd be a shame if it was just all the old songs. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to play some new stuff along with some of my favourites from past shows. This is just to show how current and how topical it is. Is the opening track. The opening track was Billy Bragg, instantly recognisable, Mr. Billy Bragg, he recorded that at the drop of a hat. Actually, if you go to the show notes, it's frogslife.net/podcast. You'll see there's a video embedded, and that's him playing it in the dressing room at Garforth Academy during the waiting to go on stage for the Garforth Festival on the 9th of July this year, which is the day before the final edition of the News of the World was put out. So you can see how current the song is. The version you heard was all pulled together at a drop of a hat by Adrian Collis of Thoroughbred Music, and very well done he did. And that was Billy Bragg on acoustic guitar and vocals, Tom Hughes on piano and organ, Chris Lonergan on bass and guitar, and A.D. Millwood on drums and percussion, and recorded, engineered and mixed by Mike Hallett. You can find everything you need to know about Billy on his website, billybragg.co.uk, and Bragg is with two G's on the end. And that track, Scousers Never Buy the Sun, is available as a freeload. Sorry. Slip of the tongue there. As a free download from billybragg.co.uk. There's a link in the show notes to the exact location on his website as well. Do check out the video, because it's a really, really cool. In fact, I was going to play that one first, the solo acoustic version, before I came across the full version on his website. A really cool track. And if you want to know why Scousers Never Buy the Sun, then one of the comments underneath the Vimeo video on the Vimeo site is links to some of the stuff about Hillsborough, and how the Sun newspaper basically lied and made up some really, really horrible stuff about the Liverpool supporters that died or were caught up in the Hillsborough disaster. They've never really apologised for that, because they don't have to, because they can get away with putting lies in print. Well, maybe they can't anymore, who knows. Anyway, that's just me stepping off my soapbox anyway. So thanks to Billy Bragg for a brilliant song. I love some of the phrasings and some of the wordplay in that, absolutely excellent. Right, next up, we've got The Old Dance School. The Old Dance School, well, let me tell you what, if I start to try and paraphrase it, I'm just going to get it all muddled up, so I'm just going to read out what it says here. The Old Dance School began in 2006 as a gathering of friends in the garden of the Betty Fox School of Ballet in Birmingham. I nearly said Betty Ford then. No, the Betty Fox School of Ballet in Birmingham, from where they take the name. Among the nettles, each would bring along a tune or a song for the group to experiment with. 3 years, 30,000 miles, many dozen festivals and several trips to A&E later, the young seven-piece ensemble and a second album, Forecast, delivers a startling take on contemporary folk that is both firmly rooted and unashamedly forward-thinking. Though right at the heart of the music as a close group of friends with a vivid collective ear for a good tune. And they are, in fact, they don't say on the website. The website is theolddanceschool.com, but there's nothing on the website to say who's in the band. And there's nothing in the press download, the press pack either, so I had to go to the Facebook page to find out. But the group is Helen Lancaster on violin and viola, Samantha Norman on violin, Robin Beattie on guitar and vocals, Tom Chapman on Cajun cymbals, Aaron Diaz on trumpet and live loops, Laura Carter on woodwind and vocals, and Adam Jarvis on double bass. You can buy the album Forecast from the band at theolddanceschool.com and from iTunes and Amazon, and there's links in the show notes at itsafrogslife.net/podcast to all of those places. And I must mention that I heard this song first on a brand new music podcast called Under the Mason's Apron, which you can find at Mason's Apron Radio. I think it's .co.uk. Let me just check. Yes, that's right. masonsapronradio.co.uk. And I think they've just done their third show, and very, very good it is. If you like Folkcast, then you'll like this. In fact, in some ways, it's actually a little bit more folky than Folkcast, but it's great to see another show out there on the internet land, showcasing some great folk and singer-songwriter music. So well done to the guys over at Under the Mason's Apron, not over at. I'm going to play you this track, which is a really, really cool track. And it's one of those that starts slowly and builds up, but it's got beautiful refrain in it. So this is The Old Dance School and John Ball.
That's coming in the morning. Eve is the lady and Adam is the Lord. When they are met in the love of one another, Eve is the lady, Adam is the Lord. In the light that's coming in the morning, sing John Bull, tell it to the mall, and long be the day that's dawning. Coming in the morning, sing John Ball, tell it to them all, long be the day that's dawning. We crow like a cock and we carol like a lark for the light that's coming in the morning. All shall be met in the fellowship of say, and all shall be met in the love of one another. All shall be met in the fellowship of say, in the light that's coming in the morning. Sing. Sing. Sing, John Bull.
Sing, John Bull. Sing, John Bull. Sing, John Bull.
Sing, John Bull. Tell it to them all, and long be the day that's dawn. You're in the light that's coming in the morning. And sing John Bull, tell it to them all, long be the day that's dawning. We crow like a cock and we carol like a lark for the light that's coming in the morning. And sing John Bull, tell it to them all, long be the day that's dawning. We crow like a cock and we carol like a lark for the light that's coming in the morning. Sing John Bull, tell it to them all, and long be the day that's dawning. We crow like a cock and we carol like a lark for the light that's coming in the morning.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Taking a trip to California, you tell me that the sky is clear and blue. They say things there seldom change, and I admit I like the sound of that too. See, I hate the rain. Oh, I hate the rain, don't you? Yes, I hate the rain. Oh, I hate the rain, don't you? Bordering on Mexico, beggars on the street both night and day. From the wealth of California, a Tijuana seems a million miles away. Oh, I hate the rain, I hate the rain, don't you? Yes, I hate the rain, I hate the rain, don't you? Hey, am I running away from weather? Oh, whether I'm running away from you. Cause if I'm running away at all, there's no better thing to do. When you hate the rain, and I hate the rain, don't you? Yes, I hate the rain. Oh, I hate the rain, don't you? settling down in Arbonado, Spanish white walled villas looking new. Not far north of San Diego, doesn't it sound the ideal thing to do? When you hate the rain, oh, I hate the rain, don't you? Yes, I hate the rain, I hate the rain, don't you? So I'll take a trip to California. You tell me that the sky is clear and blue. Not far north of San Diego, doesn't it sound the ideal thing to do? When you hate the rain, and I hate the rain, don't you? Yes, I hate the rain, oh, I hate the rain, don't you? Yes, I hate the rain, oh, I hate the rain, don't you?
Oh, great song, what a great, great song that was. I Hate the Rain by Bob Kirkpatrick, and Bob runs the Sunray Folk Club down in the southwest of England. You can find him at bobkirkpatrick.co.uk. His most recent CD, called Tailored to Suit, is available to buy from his website. And his new CD, A London Road, is on the way, so the website says. That was originally played on show number 3 back on the 15th of August 2006. And it sounds just as good now as it did back then. That was great. Before that was... The Old Dance School with John Ball, and the song was if I've done my research right, the song was written by Sidney Carter, the same guy who wrote Lord of the Dance, and it has some really good phrasing in it that I like, which sounds like it is a Sidney Carter song. So I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. We're doing the Hopping All Over the World feature now. This is where I play one track from a different country around the world on each show. Because you would know if you've listened for any length of time. But if you haven't, then you know now, I only play UK music, UK-based artists, or artists from the UK based overseas, with occasional exceptions. Sometimes I do special shows, and sometimes I come across tracks that are just too good to not play. And then there's this feature where I'm going through the alphabet and done a different country for each of the letters of the alphabet, and we've reached I, and I is tempting to do I for Ireland because it's just so easy, because there's so much great music. But I've had this track sitting waiting for a while to play, because I knew that I wanted to play it. So I is for Iceland, and Hafdís Huld was born in Reykjavik in Iceland. She was a former member of Gus Gus and erstwhile collaborator with the electro outfit FC Kahuna and Tricky. Her debut solo album, Dirty Paper Cup, won Best Pop Album of the 2007 Icelandic Music Awards, and featured songs co-written with Jim Abbas from the Arctic Monkeys, Boo Hewardine, who's done work with Natalie Imbruglia and Eddie Reader, and is a great performer, singer, songwriter in his own right. The album received considerable acclaim from the world's music press and brought it to the attention of national radio in the UK. Her second album, Synchronized Swimmers, was released in 2010 and licensed to independent labels across Europe and the United States of America. It was produced by French Grammy Award winning producer Callum McCall and Alistair Wright, and the album gave Hafdis three Icelandic number one singles and raised her profile around the world. She actually came to Liverpool, played in Liverpool, but unfortunately that night I couldn't make it. I was really quite miffed at not being able to get down and see her play live. Hopefully next time. You can find her at Hafdis Hold, which is Hafdis, and Hold is Huld, hafdishold.com. And the album Synchronized Swimmers is available to buy from Red Grape Records at redgraperecordshop.com. So this is Hafdis Hold and Synchronized Swimmers.
Like synchronized swimmers in an ocean of sounds, we're only beginners, still looking around. It's a little bit deafening how my inner voice is shouting out. What a lovely man. The days we walk, that's liberating loneliness, and how you never talk. It's a little bit deafening when my inner voice is shouting out. They'll come around. What they think we should do. It's a little bit deafening how my inner voice is shouting out. They'll come around.
Morning, I like to get up and listen to the Three from Lead podcast with the Grand Mason. Et après, j'écoute the It's a Frog's Life podcast starring me with...
Wait a minute, whoa! What do you think you're doing?
Oh.
It's a Frog's Life podcast is not about the French.
Sorry. It's an acoustic music podcast by Graham Holland. It's a Frog's Life podcast. No silly accents, all great music.
This love many times or more, and all for the sake of lust that left me sore. But at least I know when morning comes, she'll be gone and I'll be all alone. Flies the flag, a revolution once again. Now flies the flag, a revolution once again. Once again.
I love the clearing of the throat of the coffin in the middle of that. That was I've lost my place now. Yeah, that was 7 years behind, and they're from Liverpool, and they are David King on drums and backing vocals, Andrew Smart on bass, and Matthew Jewell on lead guitar. And thanks to Simon Gibbons, manager, for sending that through to me. I don't think they've got their own actual website. They've got a Tumblr blog at 7yearsbehind.tumblr, and that's Tumblr without an E in it, .com. And that was taken from the Life Files EP, which is available as a free download from their Bandcamp site, which is 7yearsbehind.bandcamp.com. And that's one of those that I've had sat in my to-play folder for far too long. Thanks to the guys for sending that through. Sorry it's taken so long. In between that, you heard a promo for this show, which was recorded for me very kindly by Grant Mason from the Three From Leith show at threefromleith.com. And at the end of this this podcast, I'm going to do a list of all of the people I would like to thank, and he is in that list. I'm going to play a track by Pauline Cato and Tom McConville, and they are the foremost Northumbrian pipes and fiddle duo around, and I've seen them a couple of times at folk festivals across the UK, and very good they are indeed. I'm not sure they're playing together at the moment, but I know Tom is still touring as a solo artist, but you can find out everything you need to know about them from their website, which is www.tomcatmusic.com. Now, remember at the last show I said that I wasn't going to say www unless a website needed it, and this website does. If you don't put the three W's in, then this website won't work, so you need www.tomcatmusic.com, and from there you can find out information about all of the CDs they've done together and separately and with other people as well. Now, this track is called The Death of Blind Willie, and followed by a tune called Billy Johnson's Jig. It's from an album called By the Land and Sea, which is a great album, but it's no longer available, or it's currently unavailable according to the website, but they do have other albums available, and I'm sure if you drop them a line through the website tomcatmusic.com, they will tell you when and if that album is going to be reissued at any time in the future. I do hope it is, because I'd like to think that other people could get a hold of it. But until then, you're gonna have to suffice with this. This is Pauline Cato and Tom McConville and The Death of Blind Willie, followed by Billy Johnson's Jig.
As I was gunning over the side, I met with drunken Bella. She wrung her hands and said she cried, "He's gone at last, poor fella." "Way, hinny Bella, how is it that's gone? You make me blood run chilly. Why, hinny death has stopped the breath of canny and blind Willie. Now, hinny Bella, is this true? You surely are mistaken. Oh no, I've just left him now, and he's as dead as bacon. I tied his chaps and I laid him out, his skin just like a jilly. And I was sassy, put a boot for canny hard blind Willie. trespassers out to see poor Willie Lyon. When I got there, me heart was set to see his friends a-sighing. Around the bed, the home that he'd just like it drooping the knee. So I with them did do the same, for can he have languity? Nay, Mary said, I will hear him sing. Nay, Mary, play the fiddle. No, no, we'll hear him praise the king. No, no, cried Jimmy Little. For his days are past, he's gone at last. He's with his friends, a Billy. The parish chiel that preached so weel will mourn for him, Willie. Now the people came from miles around, which made the room look dowdy. But who should come in among them all but Canny Yell the Yowley? And through the crowd she pushed her way, with drink she looked quite silly. But on her knees she began to pray for Canny Yell blind Willie. And they told us we would have to go, which made us very sorry. But Beagle Bed would kiss his lips before the wooden berry. Well, he's gone now, he's out of sight, he's in the ground so hilly. Let them that feel take their farewell to Canny Yard Blind Willie. Gannon home beside our bed with drunken fella. She wrung her hands and says she cried, he's gone at last, poor fella. Why, hinny bella, oh, is it that's gone? You make me blood run chilly. Why, hinny death has stopped the breath of Canny Yard Blind Willie. Why, hinny death has stopped the breath of Canny Yard Blind Willie.
Vidar Norheim, du hører på Det en frosks liv akustisk podcast. I'm Vidar Norheim, you're listening to It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast.
Is life getting a little stressful on your loo pad? You find the need to wind down, to chill out, to listen to some acoustic music? Then you should be listening to... Shut up! Thank you! Yes, you should be listening to It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast with Graham Holland. That's better, isn't it?
Gorthi were da.
Gorthi were da.
What elegant sight is, rising right over the sea.
Thank you. that's the way it is. Comes and goes.
Oh, wow, it's such a long time since I heard that great, great track. I know it's not entirely acoustic, but it's well worth listening to it again. That was Bagas Daigle with a track called Bodmin Dubbing. Bagas Daigle are a Cornish feast day band. And I think, if I remember right, Bagas Daigle actually means a feast day in Cornish. Now, they are David Twomlow on bagpipes, mandolin and duduk. I don't know what a duduk is, but he plays one. Rick Williams on vocals, clarinet and guitar, and David Traher on drums and percussion, with guest Anna Marie Murphy for Red Letter Days. And you can find them, they say they've got a website at bagasdaigle.com, but I've checked it and it's down, so you can either go to Facebook and search for them on there, where they've got a group, or go to myspace.com/bagasdaigle, and that's bagasdegol. And yeah, they've got some other dub tracks. I played the trailer for my show that Pete Kogel did for me. I thought it was appropriate to stick it in there because he requested that track on my first anniversary show, and since then he's gone on to launch the Dub Zone and the Dub Step Zone, as well as continuing with the award-winning PC podcast as well. Yeah, I missed that at the beginning of the year. His show PC podcast won the British category for the personality for the European Podcast Awards, and then he went and won the overall European award as well. So yes, the award-winning Pete Kogel. You can find him at petekogel.com, where he's got his podcast factory, because he's got so many podcasts, but all of them are top class shows. And thanks to Pete for supporting me and my podcasting since the very, very start. Right, I'd normally just play one more track, but I'm going to play two more tracks before I finish, because it is the anniversary show. I never can't push the boat out. Then when can I? Before I do, I'm going to tell you about the bidding music that you can hear behind me. The track called Transition, which I don't think I've played before. It's by an artist I have played before. It's Tim Cheadle, who you can find at myspace.com/Tim Cheadle. Has got a CD, or did have a CD, called One Man Band, but I can't find anywhere on the internet at all that's selling it. It's in fact particularly hard to find out anything about Tim online, so probably the best place is his MySpace profile. But I've had that one in a drawer of acoustic bedding tracks to play for ages and ages and ages and ages and ages. So I thought I'd squeeze it in onto this show. Next up, we've got Mark Reeves, who I played in the past, not too long ago. I said not too long ago, I've just taken a 6-month break. Mark Reeves is a 20-year-old. Originally from Surrey, but now lives in Nottinghamshire. His debut album, Perfectly Fine, is available to buy from CD Baby, iTunes, and physically from markreeves.co.uk. That's Mark with a C. And he's got a Bandcamp profile as well, but there's links from his website to that. And I've just noticed that I've got my show notes all mixed up. Alright, I'll finish with Mark Reeves and then do the correction. You can find him at markreeves.co.uk. Mark with a C, Reeves with R-E-E-V-E-S. And there you go, there you can find out about all of his music and all of his gigs and everything. This is a track called Games, which I'm going to play. The bit I missed off is that I've put the information about the Bagger Daigle album in the wrong bit of my show notes. I put it underneath Mark Reeves' stuff where it shouldn't go there. Yeah, I'm going to move that. Bagger Daigle have a CD which you can still buy, even though their website is down. You can buy their CD called Tonight We're Going to Party Like It's $13.99 from CD Baby at cdbaby.com, and there's links in the show notes to that as well. And that track, Bodmin Dubbing, was originally played on show number 21, the St. George's Day special on 23rd of April 2007. Right, back to Mark Reeve. I'm going to play that's got me all caught out now. Yeah, okay, this is Mark Reeve and Games.
Jumping ship before it gets too much. I wear a mask so you don't notice something. You won't see my emotions wearing. Premonition, but it was false. I thought I knew what I wanted, but I really missed the mark. And now when I draw the curtains, I'm seeing dark. Know it's just a charade, so I'll turn the light back on. And every time you think of me, be careful, 'cause between the lines I can read your mind, or at least that's what I thought. What does it all matter anyway? Just matter floating round aimlessly, searching for some space. So go on if you want, play your games. It doesn't really make a difference to me anyway.
Hard game.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love
but
him.
It's Frog's Life. Always worth checking out.
Always worth checking out. Yeah. But basically, if you do Punky for the whole weekend, you need It's a Frog's Life on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
I think that's fair enough.
It's fair enough.
And Graham, I reckon you can probably use that as a little stinger for yourself.
Yeah,
that's right. Make yourself feel a bit better.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
The key to love is remembering.
On the days when you're away, I can still hear you say that you love times I lay awake, far away from the morning. Hold up in a better sight. The shirt you wore, magnetic place where your image is stored. The key to love is remembering the first time that you realized how you'd feel if she went away. Wouldn't it be quite the same? The lonely days go by, hearing notes that come by to remind me. So I try and close my eyes, feel the music dissolve inside. Driving now, thinking what it was made me miss a beat, then trip and fall. Far removed, the penny drops. Play the tunes back over that we discovered together. The key to love is remembering.
The final track was Piefinger and the Other Side of the Morning. And Piefinger, Jana Carpenter on vocals and guitar, Rachel Steadman on violin, David Sherwood on guitar, bass and vocals, Ben Wallacott on percussion. And they're from London. Their album Where You Might Go is available even to buy from their website, which is piefinger.co.uk, and from iTunes as well. And that was played on show number 20 on the 18th of April 2007, and it's great to hear that one again. So that's it, the 5th anniversary show, 5 years and counting. Thank you to you for listening and for helping to support independent unsigned musicians out there in the UK and further afield as well. I'd like to thank quite a few people. The music you can hear behind me now has been my theme tune, for want of a better phrase, for the last 5 years, and it's a tune called Blind Mary, wonderfully played by Andrew Ellis. Andrew hasn't got his own website, unfortunately, but if you want to get in contact with him, you can do that through me. Thanks to Linda Emails. Linda does the normal intro to the show, the one that says you're listening to Graham Holland. Hang on, what does it say? It says, here we go, this is what it says.
You're listening to Graham Holland and It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast.
Yeah, she recorded that for me way back in the early days, and I've been using it ever since. And we're going to feature the brand new outro, because I've ditched the old outro, and Linda's very kindly brushed off a microphone and recorded a new one for me. So you'll hear that at the end, very end of the show. Who else have I got to thank? I would like to thank a selection of AMPT members who have supported me and the show, some of them over many years, some of them over the last 5 years, and some of them only just recently. But thanks to everybody in AMPT, the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org. Do check it out, because there's lots of really, really good music shows out there from right the way around the world. In particular, I'd like to thank Pete Kogel from PeteKogel.com, Garbo Kovacs from the Electrical Language podcast, Grant Mason from Three from Leith, Alan Carr from Dark Horse Radio, Roly Cutler from Dark Compass, Nick Tan from Is This Thing On, and Dan Lynch from A Rat Hole Radio. I'd also like to thank my friend Gary Dring down in Birmingham, who I first came across through his comedy podcast, which he doesn't do anymore, unfortunately, but he does a radio show, and he started doing stand-up comedy as well, which is great to see. So thanks to Gary for his support over the years. John Bell from Bell's in the Back Free podcast has been a good supporter as well, as has Phil Widows from Folkcast at folkcast.co.uk. Locally, Alan Parry at parrysongs.co.uk, and my good friend Stuart Todd, who's been with me since the beginning of the Liverpool Acoustic Live events, and has supported this show. Has supported this show since the very beginning as well, by allowing me to play his music. So thanks to Stuart for that. Thank you, as I said, to you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you've been listening from the start, then thanks for sticking with me. If you're a new listener, then welcome. I hope you enjoy what you hear. Thanks to all of the musicians and the PR people and managers and the fans who've sent me music to play on the show. Podsafe music. Not getting hung up on licensing and stuff like this. This is all music that I've had been given permission to play, and it is very, very much appreciated. Without that, I wouldn't be able to do the show. And final thanks goes to my partner Richard, who for the last 5 years has been somewhat of a podcast widow. Or podcast widow, let's get it right. Yeah, because every so often I'll disappear into the study, close the door, put my headphones on, turn the phone off, and I'm dead to the world until I've finished. So thank you to Richard for for your support of this show. That's it. I didn't particularly time all the music at the end of the show particularly well, but hey, it is recorded live, and I do enjoy doing it live. So until the next show, this is me, Graham Holland, saying take care and stay cool.
You've been listening to It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast at itsafrogslife.net/podcast.